Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominic Cortez of Hammer Time right here on WBEN every Saturday morning. And, of course, of Cortez Construction joining us live now with reaction to the All-Electric Buildings Act being put on hold, at least for now. Dominic, you saw the news. What do you make of the pause that's being implemented right now?
Well, I think the first thing to say is thank God. Sensibility has prevailed, at least for now, where a reprieve has been put in place that we hope will, you know, will give us time enough to figure out what our next step really should be in this move towards electrification. Whether we're going to be able to stop the movement is another question, but the delay is very valuable to be able to at least demonstrate that we're not ready for it yet.
Do you consider this a victory, and how much of one?
I don't consider it a victory. I think that it's a pause so that things can be sorted out on the likelihood of the infrastructure being able to even support this idea. So right now, that to me is a victory, but it's a shallow and temporary one.
For building projects here in Western New York, what does this do? I mean, are there projects right now that have been kind of in limbo that are now going to go forward, assuming that this pause lasts, you know, let's say at least a few months after that January 1st date?
That's a great question, Brian. First of all, I think the delay, the pause is going to give us at least a year in terms of this getting to the appeals court, because no date has been set yet for the appeal. And as far as projects in limbo, I think you're going to find that there were several projects that were being paused and waiting for this to be sorted out, and they were waiting for the 11th hour here. The hope was that this, what exactly happened, would happen. And I think you're going to find that now we're going to have a sense of normalcy prevail, where building permits will be able to be issued, you know, with gas taps and infrastructure that's in place will be able to be used. So it'll be, you know, back to normal for the time being.
Dominic, will this allow more of a discussion about reliability and affordability?
That's exactly what is hoped here, Susan, is that this now will create a dialogue to demonstrate in a sensible way for those that have been advocating so strongly that we are ready for electrification, that indeed we're not. And the electric companies, the gas companies are in the midst of demonstrating that to state elected officials to show them that this would have been a disaster had this happened January 1.
Well, the pause is one thing. This law is still in place, though. If you kind of look at what happened here, the state is basically saying, like, all right, we'll back off for now. They're not backing off of the suit or, you know, folding in that sense. They're not repealing the law. They're just saying, we'll pause this until we get this next court ruling in order to maybe make this a seamless transition. You don't want stops and starts if this does happen. So, I mean, with that being said, all these things that we've been talking with you about, whether that is the federal bill that's still, I mean, I guess going on right now, the government is reopened. We'll see what happens there, or maybe a grandfather clause. These things are still probably the way where this law wouldn't take effect.
Right. Well, time is our friend here. It gives us a chance now for Nick Langworthy's bill to catch some steam, perhaps, and maybe move that whole discussion at the federal level to another point. It also gives us time to sort out, as I said, the sensibility of it all. And you're right, it's not over. It's not by any means over. The appeal is still pending. The date hasn't been set for that. And, you know, this is a testimony to the good work of the Build Association and some other agencies that put their heads together in trying to stop this this action initially, which is what the judge has allowed for this time right now with this pause. So, yeah, you're right, Brian. It's not over, and we're just in this now holding pattern, which gives us a sense of normalcy for now.
Good, Dominic, as you mentioned, Nick Langworthy's bill, the government shutdown is over. Could Langworthy's energy choice bill now be voted on, and would it supersede this if it's approved?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question, because while it would supersede it by being a federal law, the state's laws still would have the right to, pause it from being implemented. So we're going to get into this pausing fight here over this whole issue. And again, my hope is that sensible minds will prevail, and we will then see, you know, the end result here being that we have a plan, and an effective one, and a long-term one, and one that considers and involves everybody who's at the table.
You mentioned this could take about a year. Geez, Dominic, that would put us right after Election Day in 2026. How much does that play into what we're seeing?
I think that's a huge element, and I think it's an important one, because I think, really, when it comes right down to it, I think this has to be a federal jurisdiction. And I think it's been demonstrated time and again that, you know, the imprint of our carbon emissions in the world landscape is 0.04%. So when we look at it from that perspective, look at the upset apple cart here, and what impact are we having in the big picture? It's minuscule. So the value of this pause gives us a chance to sort all that out and point all that out.
Well, Dominic, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Dominic Cortez of Hammer Time Radio, right here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.